Good morning, everyone. Please be seated for a few announcements. The first is that as part of our ongoing work on incorporating technology, many of you are on the parish emailing list, and you would be getting your email connecting to the online streaming parts of the service, but it also now includes the PowerPoint slide presentation. So if I fail to click the button or someone else does and we're waiting on a screen, you could have it on your phone and just be scrolling along. So you would have all the control yourself, a very worthwhile and lovely thing to do, should be on the email out. And if you're not getting the emails, please feel free to sign up for the emailing list. There is no ulterior motive with this whatsoever, but it would be a wonderful way to connect with the slides and go back and check out the readings if you wanted to look at them a little bit longer. You name it, you would have control of the slides for the service. So that is the first announcement. The second one is that on December the 10th, there is a meet in the middle breakfast, which means a fantastic and fabulous breakfast cooked by John Seisland and the hospitality crew will be served before the 10:30 service and after the 8:30 service. So it's a great opportunity to meet up, to have connection with people who attend a different service, and there'll also be fun activities for the kids to work on, and just a great chance for the parish to be together, to be a community, and to celebrate the fact that we can do these things finally after so many years of lockdowns and restrictions. We get to be a parish family again, which is fabulous. We've been doing it for 150 years, which is a perfect segue into my next announcement. We have merchandise for 150 years, which is fabulously, fabulously created by our own Victoria in the choir, who has taken a look at the beautiful rose window at the back of the church and has made that logo, which would be available on shirts, t-shirts, golf shirts, bunny hugs. And I learned people out here don't know what a bunny hug is. If you're from Saskatchewan, a bunny hug is what you call a jumper or a sweater or a hoodie. Who doesn't want a bunny hug though? That's so much more fun. Oh, Ontario. So those are the announcements that we have. Please stand as we begin our service of worship. We begin on page 185 of the Green Book of Services or on the screens at your side. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are opened,
all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, our Lord and King, grant that the peoples of this earth, now divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his gentle and loving rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy, I will feed them with justice. Therefore, says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you pushed with flank and shoulder and butted at all the weak animals with your horns until they scattered them far and wide, I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, shout to the Lord in triumph, all the earth. Come before his face with songs of joy. Oh, shout to the Lord in triumph, all the earth. Come before his face with songs of joy. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, shout to the Lord in triumph, all the earth. Come before his face with songs of joy. Come into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his holy name. Oh, shout to the Lord in triumph, all the earth. Come before his face with songs of joy. For the Lord is good, his loving mercy is forever, his faithfulness throughout all generations. Oh, shout to the Lord in triumph, all the earth. Come before his face with songs of joy.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory.
All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will all answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away in eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. All right, we're going to play a little game with these readings. Who in the last 12 months has been in prison? I see no hands. Let me rephrase. Who has visited someone in prison in the last 12 months? We'll get back to that. Today we are celebrating a feast day. This is the end of the liturgical year, liturgical being the style and the flow of the church year. It's why we've shifted from green vestments into white ones, because today is a special celebration. It's not as special as Easter or Christmas, but it's still up there. And this celebration is called the Reign of Christ, or Christ the King Sunday. It is a Sunday where we celebrate and recognize that Jesus is Lord over all the earth. Not just our hearts, but all the earth. All the foundations of creation are under the subjugation of Jesus, our King. Now, the interesting thing about this Sunday is that it is not that old in terms of church life. We had a parishioner go and visit his sister for her 90th birthday celebration. This feast day is actually only 98 years old, which is very young when it comes to the church. It was first founded and first decided to be celebrated in 1925. It was a time in the world where the Pope had decided that there was an increasing threat in the life of the church. Increasing threat in the life of people of faith, and that was the threat of secularism. And so it was decided that there should be a Sunday in which Christ's lordship, Christ's kingship over everything, should be celebrated and brought to the forefront. And so if you had been in church 100 years ago, Anglicans would have celebrated this as the Sunday next before Advent. which is okay, cool, I guess. Christ the King sounds way better. It was also a Sunday called Stir Up Sunday because in the old service, the old collect that we had, the prayer at the beginning of the service says, "Stir up, O Lord, we beseech thee, the hearts of thy faithful people." And there was this tradition of having a big bowl of rum in the middle of the church in which you would put a bunch of fruit. And then everyone on their way out of church after would take a stir of that rum-soaked fruit. And then that would be what was used to make the Christmas cakes that would be served after the Christmas celebration. So it was, "Stir up, O Lord, we beseech thee." So that went out of the way when we started to celebrate Christ the King and the reign of Christ Sunday. Which brings us back to the readings. The readings recognize that Christ is Lord over all the earth. And we read this year out of the Gospel of Matthew. And Matthew in it, for the last few weeks, has had some pretty tough readings to deal with, if we think about them applying to ourselves in a way that we have to do things. This reading would be really, really helpful if the message I wanted to give was, you guys are getting into heaven based on what you do. You've got to visit the sick. You've got to feed the hungry. You've got to do these things. And if you do them, you're good. And if not, you're in trouble. Fortunately, we have the rest of the New Testament that we have to hold in parallel with this, because Paul makes it abundantly clear that our salvation has nothing to do with the works that we do. It's not about how many of us have actually gone and visited somebody in prison in the last year. It's about faith, and it's about Christ, and it's about Jesus's amazing action 2,000 years ago, where a king, a ruler, gave up his life for you. I think our current political leaders might be well served in taking up a message from Jesus. We've got Trudeau, who's giving a carbon tax break to the Atlantic provinces on oil rather than the rest of the country. We've got Pierre Poilievre, who's decided to not wear glasses so he's more approachable and accessible to a group. Doesn't exactly have the same strike, the same resonance as a king who has all power saying to you, "I love you. I care for you. Let me fix this." Today we celebrate the reign of Christ and we look at Matthew's gospel and we recognize that I don't think, and many scholars don't think, that Jesus was talking to you when he said, whether you visited or not, are you a sheep or a goat? What he said to that crowd was, what you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. Matthew uses that term brothers and sisters very specifically. And it almost always refers to his followers, to the people that has chosen to follow his example and live the life that he had called them to live. This gospel, for us, is a foretaste of things to come, where Christ returns in glory, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and says to the world around us, "How did you receive my message? How did you receive you when you went out into this world and lived your Christian faith? Were you teased at school? Were you afraid to admit that you were a Christian at work? Were you ashamed because of what society might say?" This reading that we had today isn't a reflection on you, but it's a reflection on how the world receives you. We are saved. We are connected to Christ's amazing sacrifice out of sheer love. None of us are worthy of it, and yet all of us have been embraced by God. And this today, this Sunday, is to celebrate the fact that not a thing in this world can separate us, can part us from God's love. And one day, somehow, some way, Christ will restore all things to the way that they should be. That Christ is the King over heaven and earth. Now, many of us don't really have the experience of living under a monarchy. Sure, we have the queen on the back of our coins, but Heather and I were on our honeymoon when the queen passed away, and Heather had decided that she was going to keep a journal of every day of married life to me for the first year. And the entry for the day that the queen passed away was, went for a walk on the beach, queen died, overall good day. We don't really live in a world where a king can walk in and say, nope, half of you are going into the army, say goodbye and go. We don't live in a world where the government has that much power and that much direction in a way that we have no ramification for. We can vote the guy out and bring in the next guy, and when they mess up, vote in the next person. We've got that gift. But the leadership of a king, that's something we haven't experienced, except in the church, except in our hearts, where we know that Christ, that Jesus himself, the Lord of lords, the host of hosts, the King of kings, came to earth as a little tiny baby who lived a hard life, wandering and teaching, and eventually was killed on the cross for us. That is the king we know. That is the king we proclaim. That is the king who we strive to live in his example. And that is why today we are not stirring up rum and bits of fruit. We're proclaiming that Christ is the king, not just of our hearts, not just of this church or this denomination, not just of this planet, of all creation, of everything. We recognize that the foundations of everything, every galaxy, every star, every planet, is founded on the simple truth that God is love. God is such abounding, profound, incredible love that God has chosen you to be under the shadow of his wing, to be the apple of his eye, and to say what those around you, what society does to you, matters to me. Today we celebrate that Christ is our King. Amen. I'd invite you to stand. And continuing on page 189, or on the screen in front of you, let us say together the Apostles' Creed. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God.
Let us pray. In the presence of Christ the King, let us pray for the church and for the world. May we give glory to you and further your kingdom, Heavenly Father. Give direction to those who are searching and give us wisdom so that we may draw nearer to your love. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. Loving God, may we actively seek to do good, to stand up against injustice and work for peace. Lord, rid the world of its terrible evils and suffering. Give us the courage to act as true citizens of heaven. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. Loving God, in many ways, help us as we manage our homes, our decisions, our time, and money in keeping with our calling as stewards of your creation. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. Loving God, comfort the lost. Bring back those who have strayed. Bind up the injured. Strengthen the weak. Heal the sick. Help us to share in your work of loving care. We pray especially for Sylvia Brightwell, Eunice Smith, Liz Bailey, Ashley, and Jamie. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. Loving God, welcome into your kingdom all your servants, whether or not they have known you by name. Prepare us all to meet you with the confidence of lives well lived. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. Loving God, you have shown us such love. We offer you our thanks and praise. Accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Christ the King. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness.
We confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry that we can only repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. Our King Jesus Christ, after his death and resurrection, appeared to his disciples, and he said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share our King's peace with one another." The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, by your grace you have raised us up and enthroned us with Christ in the heavenly realms. Receive all that we offer you this day and lead us in those good works for which you have created us. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right to glorify you, Father, and to give you praise. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inaccessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day, and beholding your presence, they offer you unceasing praise, joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven. We acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. In power, your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking we might find you. Again and again you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time you sent your only Son to be our Savior, incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, to the sorrowful joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new, and that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, now we celebrate the memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering you from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. We praise you.
We bless you. We give thanks to you. And we praise you, Lord our God.
Father, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be the holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share in this bread and this cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. Remember Todd, our bishop, Jerry, our deacon, Bob and Jim, our wardens, Stephen, our director of music, Rebecca, our parish administrator, Harold, our custodian, and all who offer their ministries in your church. Remember the pastoral care teams, altar guild, and youth and family ministries, for Indwell and Project Hope, and the various manifestations of outreach and hospitality lived out in this church, and for those who seek your truth. Remember all who have died in the peace of Christ and those whose faith is known to you alone. Bring them into the place of eternal joy and light, and grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with James and with all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in the union with them and give you glory, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power,
Creator of all, you gave us golden fields of wheat whose many grains we have gathered and made into this one bread. So, the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have made us a royal priesthood in the kingdom of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Make known his victory through us, we pray, that all the world may see his light. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord and King. Amen. Please stand. And we say together, glory to God,
whose power redeemed us and is infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And may the God of infinite goodness scatter the darkness of sin and brighten your hearts with holiness. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's kingdom begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve our King. Thanks be to God.